Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, June the 17th, 2012. Well, it looks like this week here in the greater Phoenix area, it's going to be about 111 degrees. Yikes. Normal this time of year is 105. I mean, for me, once you hit 105, it doesn't really matter. It's just plain hot. But that's what we get every year here, so no surprise. This is going to be a really short podcast, but someone asked me recently, what do you say when someone tells you there is no God? Well, I was asked this at work, and I replied back, just tell them that that's what the Bible says. There is no God. She was pretty stunned when I said that. What do you mean, she said, that's in the Bible? And I said, yeah, it is. It's right there in Psalm 53. And then she said, it says there's no God? That's what it says? And I said, yes, it says there is no God. But the first part of the verse says that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. And then she laughed. You know, Psalm 53 verse 1 does indeed say, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. You know, how can anyone look around and say there is no God? How people can do that is just beyond me. You know, we're so amazed at our modern technology, you know, all the new and better devices that come up almost every day. And it's quite obvious and accepted by everyone that those things didn't just become on their own without any outside help. There is intelligence behind all of those devices. And the intelligence behind those devices is obviously much greater than the device itself, right? You know, when it comes to human beings, scientists learn new things every day. And I'll tell you something, because of the continued discoveries concerning our brains, no one really knows how much we actually even know about the brain. There is no computer that can even come close to being compared to our brains. So if we look at the latest advances in technology and know that there is intelligence behind it, why do some refuse to admit that there's a very superior intelligence behind human beings? Boy, the ego of man is so big that he's replaced God with what? Himself? Well, okay then, let me tell you a little story in closing. A couple of scientists went to God and very excitedly said, "We have figured out how to create life, just like you did. We can do it." And God answered and said, "Well, that's really something I'd like to see. Can you show me?" "Oh, of course we can," they got all excited. And so one scientist had this bucket and the other one took a shovel and was about to get some dirt. And God said, whoa, hold on a minute there. You have to get your own dirt. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. Love to hear what's on your mind. And by the way, if you're a subscriber, well, you don't have to bookmark the site, don't have to check and see if I posted something new. Subscribers get notified personally every time something new is posted. Doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. It's free. If you do, I'll give you a lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.